A meta-analysis is a statistical comparison of many separate research studies that provides an overarching view of the relationships between a dietary factor and cancer risk. By combining all of the relevant studies, a very powerful assessment of the data can be achieved. Based on several such meta-analyses, it has been concluded that regular consumption of green tea has a slight beneficial effect on reducing breast cancer risk. With increased green tea consumption, more than 3 cups a day, the rate of cancer recurrence was found to be reduced in women with previously diagnosed breast cancer. So the role for green tea in breast cancer is relatively weak, but clearly shows no increased risk associated with green tea consumption. A similar meta-analysis has been done to determine the role for green and black tea consumption in the risk of lung cancer. Researchers compared data from 22 separate studies that examined green and black tea consumption in lung cancer risk. From this analysis, the highest consumption of green tea was associated with reduced risk of lung cancer. In fact, green tea consumption of 2 cups per day was associated with an 18% decreased risk of developing lung cancer. Consumption of black tea did not provide any protective effect against lung cancer. The American Institute for Cancer Research and the World Cancer Research Fund recently collaborated with research scientists to evaluate the entire body of evidence relating food, nutrition, and physical activity with the prevention of cancer. The resulting document, shown here, was published in 2007 and provides an excellent resource for understanding the links between diet and cancer. This information can be accessed by anyone at the AICR website. After reviewing all relevant data concerning the role of tea in cancer, it was concluded that the evidence was too limiting in amount, consistency, or quality to clearly associate tea with a preventative role in cancer. Therefore, while studies with components of tea suggest it plays a preventative role in cancer, much more research needs to be done. Let us turn our attention now to coffee. This beverage has been consumed by humans throughout history. It has been promoted for both positive and negative health associations. Here is another question to ponder. How much coffee do you consume daily? Why do you drink coffee?